The fate of hundreds of thousands of DACA recipients, including many thousands in Arkansas, may be decided in the courts. DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, provides temporary legal credentials and was enacted during President Obama's administration. That status has been uncertain since Donald Trump moved into the White House. And late last week, Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich spoke with Maria Reith, founder and executive director of Arkansas United Community Coalition, a state immigration civil rights group.
Maria Reith says that more than 8,000 Dreamers, immigrant youth brought into the U.S. illegally to Arkansas, obtained DACA credentials, which allows them to legally work and drive. 4,000 more were in queue to apply, she says, when the Trump administration terminated DACA a year ago, September 5th. Two U.S. district courts halted the government's termination of DACA, however, and required U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services to continue accepting renewal applications, including in Arkansas.
So there was a one-month period for renewal, and then it was a six-month period until March 8th of 2018, this year, where individuals had the opportunity to be able to get their renewals up to date and to renew for the longest period possible. Unfortunately, several individuals, due to resources or lack of information, did not take advantage or understand the renewal process. It's estimated that about 250 individuals a day lost their DACA renewal opportunity in that six-month window.
Two more rulings are now in play, Reith says, including one from U.S. District Judge Andrew Scott Hannon for the Southern District of Texas, to order U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services to lift the injunction.
So this month and next month, we're expecting two pivotal rulings, both from Judge Hennen as well as from the D.C. Circuit Court, that in some ways are expected to cancel each other out. But Judge Hennen was the judge that single-handedly put forth the unraveling of an opportunity that would have been for parents called Deferred Action for Parental Accountability. And as somebody who has consistently ruled against opening up the immigration process and the opportunity of our government, federal government, to expand the definition of who can become a legal resident in this country. Meanwhile, in the D.C. Circuit Court, there's conversations. This is an effort for the first time to really open up applications for first-time applicants. It's a lawsuit that very much carries forth individuals and puts forth individuals who were denied the opportunity to apply if this program had been continued to be instated in its original format. And so there are some anticipations because of that D.C. Circuit judge being somebody who has ruled in favor of a broader interpretation of government powers, that those two decisions could cancel themselves out. And so it's expected that this will ultimately get resolved from the Supreme Court.
Reith says immigrant youth with DACA credentials should closely monitor their status.
So right now, individuals who have active work permits under DACA are being asked to renew up to the furthest date possible. And so right now, we have successfully, as our immigrant resource centers with Catholic Charities, been able to help individuals renew whose work permit expires 1 year from now. USCIS is thankfully receiving and processing those renewals pretty expeditiously at this point. Unfortunately, until we get some more clarity from the courts, there's still not an opportunity for first-time applicants. And so as youth who would have aged into the program might have been able to apply at this time, they still cannot.
Reith says Dreamers who've been unable to secure temporary legal status to work and drive presently don't have any pathway forward.
And right now, political pundits around D.C. and the Beltway anticipate that these decisions are going to be very much aligned with a decision around the new Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, and that he would be expected to be that swing vote that could actually put an end to the program altogether. It's one of the reasons at this time where it is a confusing period. We are strongly encouraging anyone who has DACA to really pay attention to that expiration date and to extend it for the longest period of possibility. As we've seen over the course of this year, we've had a better opportunity to protect those that have active permits. permits, work permits, than those who do not.
After Trump ended DACA, announcing his new framework on immigration reform and border security, which includes a $25 billion trust fund for an expanded border wall system, he issued a zero-tolerance policy on border crossings. That's when agents, ICE agents, rounded up several thousand migrant children caught crossing the southern U.S. border, separating them from their parents and guardians as a means to deter such activity. A federal judge eventually ordered the U.S. government to reunite the children. Still, as of this month, 550 remain in federal custody. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.